When you've got a ridiculously tiny penis, it's easy to go to extreme lengths with humiliating you. I mean, truly tiny penises are so ridiculous looking that it's easy to get carried away with mocking and laughter. I do try to remember to be compassionate towards the lesser endowed, but sometimes my sensual humiliation skills fail in the face of a micropenis. A micropenis just invites extreme small penis humiliation. Once I get started, I just keep going and going, sometimes for entire orders of magnitude further than I should. What do I mean when I say orders of magnitude further with small penis humiliation? Well, let's say you've got a 1 sad incher of a prick. We're talking micro-mini penis here. So tiny, it's surprising, and the natural inclination is to ask if it's hard yet, even when it's plainly standing up as tall as it can. One order of magnitude is 10 times larger than what you've got to offer. So my lover has a cock that is a literal order of magnitude larger than what's in your pants. My small penis humiliation usually focuses on how thin or short or generally unimpressive your pricklet is. Sometimes my small penis humiliation can go to great lengths and really dig deep, cutting a huge, wrecked swath through your ego, such as it is. Instead of merely commenting on the size and girth, or lack thereof, I'll branch out and start comparing all the things that would be more satisfying than your pathetic dick. If you're a micropenis, I bet it's upsetting to be told my strap-on is bigger than you. But would you start to cry if I told you my limp packing cock was bigger than your tiny dick? If I pulled out Mr. Limpy in all its silicone flaccid glory and compared it to your straining hard prick, 5 inches soft, well, here's yours, hard, and it's all so sad. I do try to keep my SPH within set limits, but really, sometimes your dick motivates me to just cut loose. Can you blame me? If you enjoyed this, you'll like my blog. Check out fetishphonesexblog.com or give me a call at 800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.